1. The Personality of God. There was one matter on which Rodin and the two apostles did not see alike, and that was the personality of God. Rodin readily accepted all that was presented to him regarding the attributes of God, but he contended that the Father in heaven is not, cannot be, a person as man conceives personality. While the apostles found themselves in difficulty trying to prove that God is a person, Rodin found it still more difficult to prove he is not a person. Rodin contended that the fact of personality consists in the coexistent fact of full and mutual communication between beings of equality, beings who are capable of sympathetic understanding. Said Rodin, in order to be a person, God must have symbols of spirit communication which would enable him to become fully understood by those who make contact with him. But since God is infinite and eternal, the creator of all other beings, it follows that, as regards beings of equality, God is alone in the universe. There are none equal to him. There are none with whom he can communicate as an equal. God indeed may be the source of all personality, but as such he is transcendent to personality, even as the creator is above and beyond the creature. This contention greatly troubled Thomas and Nathanael, and they had asked Jesus to come to their rescue, but the Master refused to enter into their discussions. He did say to Thomas, "It matters little what idea of the Father you may entertain, as long as you are spiritually acquainted with the ideal of his infinite and eternal nature." Thomas contended that God does communicate with man, and therefore that the Father is a person, even within the definition of Rodin. This the Greek rejected on the ground that God does not reveal himself personally, that he is still a mystery. Then Nathanael appealed to his own personal experience with God, and that Rodin allowed, affirming that he had recently had similar experiences. But these experiences, he contended, proved only the reality of God, not his personality. By Monday night, Thomas gave up, but by Tuesday night, Nathanael had won Rodin to believe in the personality of the Father, and he effected this change in the Greek's views by the following steps of reasoning. 1. The Father in Paradise does enjoy equality of communication with at least two other beings who are fully equal to himself and wholly like himself, the Eternal Son and the Infinite Spirit. In view of the doctrine of the Trinity, the Greek was compelled to concede the personality possibility of the Universal Father. It was the later consideration of these discussions which led to the enlarged conception of the Trinity in the minds of the 12 apostles. Of course, it was the general belief that Jesus was the Eternal Son. 2. Since Jesus was equal with the Father, and since this Son had achieved the manifestation of personality to his earth children, such a phenomenon constituted proof of the fact and demonstration of the possibility of the possession of personality by all three of the Godheads, and forever settled the question regarding the ability of God to communicate with man and the possibility of man's communicating with God. 3. That Jesus was on terms of mutual association and perfect communication with man, that Jesus was the Son of God. That the relation of Son and Father presupposes equality of communication and mutuality of sympathetic understanding, that Jesus and the Father were one. That Jesus maintained at one and the same time understanding communication with both God and man, and that, since both God and man comprehended the meaning of the symbols of Jesus' communication, both God and man possessed the attributes of personality, insofar as the requirements of the ability of intercommunication were concerned. That the personality of Jesus demonstrated the personality of God, while it proved conclusively the presence of God in man. That two things which are related to the same thing are related to each other. 4. That personality represents man's highest concept of human reality and divine values. That God also represents man's highest concept of divine reality and infinite values. Therefore, that God must be a divine and infinite personality, a personality in reality, though infinitely and eternally transcending man's concept and definition of personality, but nevertheless, always and universally, a personality. 5. That God must be a personality since he is the creator of all personality and the destiny of all personality. Rodin had been tremendously influenced by the teaching of Jesus, "Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." When Rodin heard these arguments, he said, "I am convinced. I will confess God as a person, if you will permit me to qualify my confession of such a belief by attaching to the meaning of personality a group of extended values, such as superhuman, transcendent, supreme, infinite, eternal, final, and universal. I am now convinced that, while God must be infinitely more than a personality, he cannot be anything less. I am satisfied to end the argument and to accept Jesus as the personal revelation of the Father and the satisfaction of all unsatisfied factors in logic, reason, and philosophy."